Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In this investigation, RFK, isn't he like our health czar now?
Yeah. Yeah, Maha, man. Make America healthy again.
We need to make Achilles healthy again. Griffin Canning, the Mets pitcher, just blew out his Achilles. We got now baseball players blowing Achilles? When does that happen? Not happy about this.
Are you sure you blew out his Achilles?
Well, we're doing the old...
It looked like it.
We're doing the, we don't know, we hope he's okay. Yeah, dude, you blew out your Achilles. You took an awkward step, grabbed the back of your leg, went down in a heap and started crying and rolling around and then couldn't walk off the field. I'm pretty sure that's an Achilles.
Adam Silver said they're going to have AI look into it. And then a bunch of the internet had Allen Iverson jokes looking at x-rays.
Oh. In brighter news, it's just Griffin Canning.
I don't want to hear that. He's been really good for us this year.
Yeah, but you know he was about to go south. This is good for everyone.
He's throwing shutout baseball right now against the crappy-ass Braves.
It's the second inning, dude.
Start with me. It's the third inning. Shut up. How about a little respect? Got major injury news.
Tell you what, he was a steamer.
Was he?
Yeah, for a bit.
So you do have respect for Griffin Canning.
Oh, I do, yeah. I saw him, first five or six starts. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, he's really good.
Maybe he figured it out. And now he sucks. So.
Hey.
It's good that he blew out his kid.
Jeez. What about bad karma coming in?
Yeah, I know. That's not good.
But I just love when we have to pretend that it's not the Achilles. Everyone's like, oh, well, speedy recovery, and you don't know. No, we know.
A gun was discovered inside a child's lunchbox at a Salmon Creek Daycare Center on Thursday morning.
Wow.
How about that?
Did the kid pack heat, or was the dad like, hey, in case someone, has a problem, prove a point?
Well, what if it was the mom?
How does it? Well, that's not the mom.
What if it's the Karen?
It's not the mom. This is the dad. How old was this kid?
Well, it was a daycare center.
My God.
This happened in doesn't say.
Daycare in the Couve.
I'm sorry.
Deputies received a call. There was a gun at Kitty Academy just before 9 a.m. An investigation found that the gun was carried into the school inside a lunchbox. It sounds like a parent somehow inadvertently left a gun in their child's lunchbox at the daycare, official said. All the parent then came and picked it up.
So we're just allowed to be like, sorry?
Well, yeah.
What do you mean?
Calm down.
So you're telling me in your A-team lunchbox next to the Mr. T thermos, you just put a 9mm and we're like, oops?
It was a mistake. Okay.
How do you mistakenly put a handgun?
I don't know. I don't have the answer to.
Boy, I got a real good idea about what that parent looks like.
Well, let's not be judging.
No, I'm judging. Just so you know, I'm judging.
And we do have time for the dog poop lawsuit. I thought of you when I saw this.
Yeah, this makes me concerned. I've had several run-ins. I pick up my dog poop every time.
So, why do you think someone would sue another person over...
I'm guessing someone's dog is taking dumps on someone's lawn and they're continually not cleaning it up.
That's half right. Okay. We have a dog who was dumping. And by the way, it's a little wiener dog. Named Penny.
So they're tiny little dumps.
Penny's little turds hit What's this guy's name? Leon Plumakers Grass. Mm-hmm. And Leon wasn't having it.
Okay. So that just one time?
One time.
One time. And we're suing.
Correct. So here's the
for
other
what?
Half.
Launderous?
Well, here's the other half. You didn't hear.
Yeah, talk to me.
And you did not guess this correctly. Okay, mm-hmm. Chase.
All right.
What happened was Leon. So Emma Gilliland is her name, mm-hmm. and she owns Penny. She is walking Penny. This, by the way, is in Selwood.
Okay, so just
nice little area.
That is a nice little area.
So Emma's walking Penny. Mm-hmm. Penny takes a dump on Leon's grass.
Okay. It happens.
Now, they do make a point in this story to point out that it's the other side of the sidewalk, like the strip, the city strip part, you know?
Oh.
You know?
That's where you're supposed to poop.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Leon didn't like it. And so
technically, I don't even think that's Leon's property.
Well, Gilliland forgot poop bags.
Oh.
And I have been in this scenario before.
It's rough.
It's horrible. Yes. Because you know someone's watching you.
Yep.
And you look like such a schmuck.
Yeah,
leaving.
Yep. And even if you totally intend to come back and take care of your like responsible
order, they don't. Yeah.
You can't tell that to anybody watching from their window, and you look like a jackass.
Yeah, that's right. There's no way to not look like a jackass. Yeah. Even though I will go back and pick it up.
Yes,
so will I.
What do you think Leon did?
Did he confront her?
Oh, there was a confrontation.
Yeah, there was a confrontation. He threw the poop at her, didn't he?
He rubbed the poop in her hair.
Oh! You can't do that.
You're not supposed to do that.
Leon.
Wow!
I understand. It's, you know, you're upset. You can't.
That is malicious fecal distribution.
Yeah, that is malicious. That is malicious fecal distribution.
I don't think we have that one anymore, do we?
Oh.
I don't know.
He rubbed. Well, then it got in his hands.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Did he put on rubber gloves? Oh.
Or maybe he had, like, the inside of the bag or something? I don't know.
That's rough.
Well, again, there was no bag.
There's no bag.
No, I mean, I wonder if he went to pick it up with something else and had a barrier between. I don't know.
Here is the police report. It says, okay, by the way, she's suing him.
Yeah. Well,
for $245,000 in civil damages.
So, yeah. So, to be fair, he comes out of the house.
Yes.
He's pissed. He picks up her dog's poop and rubs it in her hair.
He comes up from behind her and puts it in her hair. Sorry for laughing at that, but that's really bad.
That's disgusting.
It's also funny.
She said it was shocking and humiliating. This was June 10th.
I would say so.
In her lawsuit, she says she was taking Penny on a walk May 9th when the dog pooped on a parking strip. She forgot dog bags, so she started to walk. Her lawsuit alleges that he then approaches her, smears the feces on the back of her head. He then screams at her and cornered her against a parked truck. She alleges at which point a neighbor intervened and another one called the police.
Wow.
He
over some poo?
He admits to losing his temper and smearing the feces on her. He claims he tried to talk to her, but she smirked at him and turned her headphones up and kept walking. You don't do that to Leon.
Well, I hate to tell you this, Leon, but again, someone walking away from you does not... You can't escalate it to that point. My guess is Leon's going to be in some trouble here. I'm surprised Leon didn't get arrested.
Yeah, now they're saying that Leon is accused... Leon accuses the intervening neighbor of using a homophobic slur.
For Pete's sakes.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Of which the neighbor denies
this. I do enjoy when someone clearly is the aggressor and then they try to play the victim. No, no, no. I'm the real victim here.
Leon is also saying that she cursed at him twice before he approached her. She says that did not happen.
Again, Leon. I told you, you dumb bitch! You can't smear.
God.
I've had this happen where neighbors have come out yelling, and you really do gotta... I have found that when people are really out of whack, if you just try, if you talk them down and make them realize how dumb they are, it you can de-escalate. You really can.
Conversely, with just the slightest needle, you can really escalate too.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
And look, I get like, I think it's easier for me as a bigger person to de-escalate than probably some little lady, but I am often amazed at how angry people get coming out of their house and they're just frothing.
It's their domain.
Yeah. You're like, all right, let's calm this down.
So the woman says, I moved to Selwood because of the walkability, because of ironically the safety. And now I'm leaning towards walking with other people.
Oh, and now we're
that
I was with you right up until the point
what?
She can't walk anymore.
She's got to. Well, she can. She just has to walk with other people, so that Leon doesn't smear poop in her hair. Weird story.
That's the hilarious part. As if some other person, not Leon, would come up and do something similar.
Yeah,
you never know.
It's like how people do. They go, "Well, you go to Selwood, you're gonna get poop. You're gonna get poop in your hair."
That's because of the one time it happened to someone else.
That's going to be on Newsmax. This is what you get.
Can't walk through Selwood. No. You're going to get feces.
And this is the Portland America has come to know.
That really is disgusting.
That's bad.
Like, the idea of someone
come on, Leon.
Didn't like it.
All right, guys. That is in the news June 26, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorneys at advocateslaw.com.
At least I'm picking up my poo. It's just going in your garbage can, but, you know. Picked up.
I've got
the poo in my hands.
Shocking Blazer news. Well, I don't want there isn't
no,
any. I'm just saying, like, they drafted this guy and it shocked everybody. And they traded for Drew Holiday.
It's not shocking.
So we're going to talk about all that coming up.
We have a second round trade already, too, and the draft hasn't even started.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, the second round. It is. Look.
It's hot.
The time is now. The era has become the second round of the 2025 NBA draft is here. Next on The Fan.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster!
Monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.